Good Wednesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Uplifting Wednesdays with CA here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. That was a good one right there, wasn't it? It's Baylor Wilson. Joy comes in the morning, and you know what? Joy is every morning, every day, waking up alive and thanking Jesus Christ for our lives, right? Amen. Amen. I've got a special treat for you guys. The Newsboys, that's right, the Newsboys dropped me two new songs last night, and the first one is going to be called King of Kings. I'm going to play both of them. They've never been played on our radio station before. It's called King of Kings, featuring Bart Minyard of, I can only imagine, Mercy Me. You got it. Bart's on this one. And Jesus Did is the second one by the Newsboys. So let's go ahead and play both of them back to back, exclusively and only on my radio station, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Here we go.
To fulfill was more than just a prodigal. I was feeling like a criminal, undependable and cynical. I was a wild child, like a bullet coming from a gun. I was reckless, I was on the run, couldn't fathom all the damage done.
Isn't that a great song? Two new album songs, back to back, by the Newsboys. King of Kings is their new album, going to be coming out soon. Keep an eye out on it. By the Newsboys, and it includes our friend Bart with Mercy Me. So I hope y'all enjoy it. Go ahead, put it on comments and let me know what you're thinking about. You know, what you think about it. Again, this is CA. Welcome to Uplifting Wednesdays this morning here at beautiful down... Well, actually, I say that up top the tower here, beautiful downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, still dealing with the heat. It just seems like that it just never ends. But things are going to get better. The sun's going to be arising. We're going to get this rain one day. We're just going to keep praying. More and more homes, I get breaking news all the time about homes that are catch on fire. And guys, I tell you, you've been out there like I have. You walk on the grass, it's just crispy, isn't it? You know, in fact, I just want to share something real quick. Yesterday, in fact, I was walking. Temperature was about 111 degrees. I was wearing my tennis shoes. And literally on the streets, it felt like it was cooking. I could feel it actually through my foot. That's pretty scary. You know what I mean? So be sure to take care of your babies, your grandchildren, your children, those pets. Oh my goodness, I'm a big animal lover. I don't happen to have any dogs right now at the present time. But please take care of everything on that. And please stay hydrated. Stay in and stay cool. If you're having difficulties with your electric bill, your electric company is going to have to figure out something to work with you on. They have to. They don't really have... I'm sure they have their choices, but there's always assistance. And If we can help your lead in the right direction, email me morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. I know some people that can help out, corporation, well, I say charities that can help out. Okay, as you guys, most of y'all know, on our radio station, we're very big supporters on this for mental health. 988-SEND on your cell phone if you're going through difficulties, if you're going through depression, if you're going through hard times, maybe you just got so much on your mind, maybe you're frustrated. Let me tell you something, ending your life does not solve it. Okay, it just does not. Here at my radio station, we're very supportive on iHeartRadio, especially the Morning Brew Christian podcast, with mental illness and breast cancer awareness. Okay, so we're praying for everybody, and we are prayer warriors working for the kingdom. We're not working for CA, we're working for Christ. Okay, so maybe you're going through a lot right now. You know, Plum has a song that everybody had a request for, God Help Me. Uplifting Wednesdays, let's uplift you. Don't be down and out no more, it's midweek, okay? God Help Me, Plum, take it away.
There's a wrestling in my heart and my mind. A disturbance and a tension I cannot seem to drive. And if I'm honest, there's quite a bit of fear. To sit here in this silence and really hear you. Thank you.
That's a good one right there on Uplifting Wednesdays. Never Gonna Let Me Go. Amen, amen. And our friend Turin Wells, yes, indeed. So I wanted to share something with you, which is kind of crazy. You know, we're talking about shoe melting and everything. I was walking the streets of downtown this morning and early. And literally, guys, I could feel the bricks, the concrete, and my shoes. They were just unbelievable. So, again, I can't stress enough, please be careful. Please take care of your children, your grandchildren. Don't leave them in the cars. Your pets, please don't leave them in the cars at all. A lot of people are bringing their pets in. You know, they're like kids to us, right? I don't happen to have any dogs. I used to a long time ago. But I do love animals. I'm an animal lover. Just be sure to take care of those babies, okay? Because they, you know, God gave them to you to kind of give you comfort. And again, we're here to help comfort you too as well. Maybe you're down, discouraged, and maybe you need just a major uplift, and maybe you're going through some frustrations right now, and you're like, CA, you just don't know what I'm going through. No, I don't, but I know one thing. I know that God loves you, and that He's here for you, and He's standing right by your side. You know, I don't have the answers of life for you, but I'm your brother in Christ to all my brothers and sisters out in radio land. I love each and every one of you. I may not know you in person, but one day we'll know each other up in heaven. And you know what? As long as our station's around, we're going to keep encouraging you. We're going to keep uplifting you. I get a lot of emails, flooded emails from people. And again, I encourage you to like my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button and follow me on there, okay, guys? It's just so vitally important. I put a lot of information on there. They could help you, different artists, different things kind of going around that would, you know, be a blessing for you on encouragement. Okay, back in 1990, back when we had the old cassette tapes, remember? Those of y'all that are maybe, I'm not trying to date myself back, but those of y'all that are young like me, okay, right? And going to, well, locally here in Fort Worth, I should say, I went to a Baptist, it was called the Baptist Bookstore, okay? And I was looking for a special cassette tape. Now, because I heard it on a Christian radio station, contemporary Christian radio station that is still around today, okay? That particular song really touched me because we get down and out and we get discouraged. But back in 1990, you got it. See if this rings a bell for you. Al Denson, I, You, Me. I Know a Love. Listen to the words. Good morning.
Deeper than the ocean. just like getting started. Somehow we're still running like those kids back then. Scrape some knees and falling down, but somehow we keep getting back up. Long as there is wonder, gonna keep running, yeah, we'll keep running. In this moment, it's electric. Can you see it? Can you feel it? This dream inside is still alive today. Yeah, we're on our way.
There we go. And that is Mercy Me, On Our Way. And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Uplifting Wednesdays with CA here at the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. We're here to uplift you on a Wednesday. I know I haven't been on the air very much. I've had a lot of crazy things going on. But we're going to really continue to try to get a little better for you guys. Thank you for being patient. The weather is one thing down here in Fort Worth that has not helped us out any. We're praying for rain. Tell you what, any of y'all that are getting rain, will you say a prayer for the North Central Texas area? We absolutely need it. Now what I'm going to do for you, by special request, I get a lot of this. You know, we're still in July, getting ready to hit August. And I got to share a little story. I always do from time to time. Ben Spear. I used to know the Spears growing up because, you know, my folks, they kept us in church all of our life and got to meet the quartet of the Spears family. That would be Papa Spear, Mama Spear, Ben Spear. Well, a few years ago, he married Rebecca Spear, who has a Facebook page. She's a musician and artist. I would encourage you guys to look her up on Facebook and listen to her music. She shares photos of her and her husband, and she dearly misses him. He had caught Alzheimer's. And he wasn't doing too well, and he went home to be with the Lord about 3 years ago. But he had a really popular song that I get a lot of requests from, especially in July and during Christmas. And it's really, to me, it's like a year-round song. And I want you guys to listen to it, and I want you guys to enjoy this. And you're like, "See, hey, what are you doing playing this one?" You know, We need some happiness. We need some joy in America, don't we? And all across the country. And, you know, I'm all over all networks, the USO Radio Network, you name it. And so I'll tell you what. I want you to listen to this song. Put it on comments and let me know what you think. It's called Beautiful Star of Bethlehem.
Sin have
Amen. Let's sing it together before we close out in prayer. My friend, the late Carmen, Oh, how I love Jesus. Sing it out, guys. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Y'all didn't know CA used to sing in the church choir, did you? Also, in my junior high years, I'll have to save up for another day on another journey. Okay, guys, it's time to saddle up. It's also time to call it a day here at Faith Studio One. Thank you so much. Share my podcast anytime, okay? I would greatly appreciate that, guys. Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, guide, protect us. Forgive me of all my many sins and everyone's sins out there, dear Jesus. People that are going through trials and tribulations and struggles, God, I just pray that heaven's door opens up and I know that you're going to bless them fivefold, even more than fivefold, let's just say tenfold. And we thank you for all you do. And all God's people said amen. Okay, guys, this is CA. I'm going to saddle up and I'm going to leave Faith Studio One. Here at the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth, remember the sun does rise on the other side. I want you to enjoy life too. LIFE! You have a great day. Bye for now.